Track 7, M-Pace 16, Bringing People and Parks Together. Last year, our parks had another outstanding year, receiving 5 gold awards and the 9th consecutive category win in the Regional South and Southeast in Bloom competition. Such achievements are not only the result of the hard work and passion of our gardeners and cleansing staff, but the partnerships and volunteering support from the community that gives so much to make Fareham's parks and green spaces diverse and colourful places for people to enjoy. Pastel Perfect. Last autumn saw the launch of Pastel Perfect as the theme for 2013, with floral displays using a palette of soft pinks, lilac and cream. With this spring, flowering bulbs were distributed across the borough to residents, schools and communities to brighten their own local green spaces. This theme will also feature in the summer's floral displays, flower beds and hanging baskets, which will be planted in mid-May. To add to the diversity of our displays, new schemes are being introduced that concentrate on using plants such as herbaceous perennials, carpet roses and ground cover species. Whilst these schemes will provide a series of colourful and diverse displays, they also benefit insects with pollen and nectar-rich flowers. These schemes will be introduced in the Civic Gardens and Brook Lane and Sedgensworth roundabouts. Going Wild. With the start of the Going Wild project last year, wildflower meadows have been sown in various locations throughout the borough, using seeds tailored to the type of soil and species at the site. Whilst these meadows provide a stunning effect upon blossoming, the environmental benefits they provide are huge. A free workshop will be held at the Lyndon Lee site in Porchester on Thursday the 6th of June at 1 p.m. with a talk from a wildlife specialist as well as a chance to take part in some botanical art. Park events for 2013. This year we're excited to announce another season of themed events, workshops and walks, encouraging people to get involved with our lovely parks and countryside. This is organised in partnership with Fareham in Bloom. A full guide is available from the Fareham Tourist Information Centre, civic offices and other public locations around the borough. You can also view it online at www.fareham.gov.uk/parks.
And now something with colourful appeal, particularly if your name's Mary. How does your garden grow? The success of Fareham in Bloom campaign relies heavily on the contribution of residents, community groups and businesses within the borough. Community gardening has always been at the centre of our campaign, greatly attributing to the borough's rich and colourful look. With this, our gardening competition is being relaunched this year, starting with a special workshop held at St Margaret's Nurseries on the 27th of April. The competition is open to residents, schools and businesses in the borough, with entries being judged during July. The gardens will be awarded from bronze to gold during a presentation evening at Fernham Hall during September. There are 5 sections with 21 categories, so plenty of opportunity for everyone. If you have a horticultural gem, we would love to hear from you. Simply complete the application form available in the hard copy of the magazine or from Fareham Borough Council and return it to Fareham Borough Council, Parks and Open Spaces, Free Post FM33, Fareham PO 167BR before Friday the 14th of June. And how about sponsoring a roundabout? The value of the landscaped areas within urban environments help preserve the beauty of the borough, and with business sponsorships we can improve the attractive and welcoming feel of the borough for the many residents, visitors and business owners that see it every day. Sponsorship will be used to help maintain and improve the roundabout flower displays and will grant companies exposure by displaying their logo in the most visible parts of the borough. For further information, see www.fareham.gov.uk/council/departments/leisure/parks /sponsorroundabout.